Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
We're back on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Thanks for being here with us. Ford's new ad campaign includes the slogan, Built Ford Proud, and appears to be throwing down the gauntlet to Silicon Valley. Dale Buss is a contributor at Forbes and Chief Executive Magazine. He has written about this in his latest article at Forbes Magazine. We're going to bring in Dale this morning. Dale, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Great. Thanks for having me.
Interesting story here. I think some of us have probably seen these ads, including the Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston. Tell us what Ford is trying to do here.
Well, big picture is Ford is trying to figure out how to find its way under CEO Jim Hackett. It's been about 18 months since he was handed the baton after his predecessor, Mark Fields, was kind of personally shown the door by Bill Ford, the family representative and executive chairman. And Hackett has just been a little bit slow in, you know, both saying what it is he wants to do to lead Ford out of the wilderness and in demonstrating what he's going to do. So the stock has not responded favorably. It's like at a 9-year low. So that's the bigger picture. What Ford is trying to do in this new marketing campaign is provide some hints about, you know, what Hackett is going to do. And so Ford is doing interesting things with some new products. They're introducing a new Ranger midsize pickup. The new Bronco is on its way. But in the meantime, he's got to find a way to put Ford back on the map with Americans and explain what this company is all about. So basically this new ad campaign, Built Ford Proud, kind of harkens back to the Built Ford Tough positioning that the company's always used for the F-150 pickups. And the interesting point about the campaign, besides talking about product, is that he takes some shots at Silicon Valley and what I call Valley values. So you've got Ford competing with Apple and Uber and Google for the future of the car in terms of automated driving. But right now, Ford is taking, you know, as I mentioned, some shots at Silicon Valley by using the Bryan Cranston character. He says things about Just Talk. He acts like this kind of Steve Jobs-like character leading a session. There are some other digs at Tesla. The Ford ad says that it doesn't plan on sending its vehicles into space at any point. So the ads are just kind of full of these little digs, and it's an interesting kind of attitudinal approach by Ford as the company itself tries to figure out, you know, what it's going to do.
Yeah, a couple of good lines, too. He says, while Escape has never been shot into space, it is proudly sitting in more than 2 million garages. He also dresses up as the Data character from Star Trek. You mentioned the Steve Jobs look-alike segment of the future isn't created in a keynote address. Those seem like pretty direct shots at Silicon Valley.
Well, they are. And Ford is, you know, there are two things they're playing into here. First is, I think, from kind of an industry point of view, there's this incredibly important competition between the traditional metal vendors like Ford and General Motors and Toyota, the Germans, you know, for the future of the industry. I mean, literally, that's what it is the future of the industry when it comes to autonomous vehicles going to be controlled by the Silicon Valley companies, the Apples and Googles, or is it going to be controlled by traditional automakers? And, you know, say even 2 years ago, it looked pretty bad for the traditional industry, but they've really come back in a big way and said, hey, we're doing our own software, we're doing our own everything. Yes, we're going to have alliances with Silicon Valley, but when it comes to controlling the brains of the car and the future of the industry, you know, we want to be in control. So there's that going on. But the other thing is Americans are growing increasingly kind of frustrated or at least hesitant about how Silicon Valley controls not only their technology, but their lives. So you've got these hearings that have gone on Capitol Hill with interest in how social media, you know, take things politically, maybe a bias against conservatives. You've got a lot of privacy issues. You just get this general tone deafness about the leadership of Silicon Valley, which is kind of personified by Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who just doesn't seem to understand that all the control that they have over data and our lives and our time makes people uncomfortable. So that's one of the things that Ford is tapping into and saying, hey, look, you know, they're making you uncomfortable. Meanwhile, we're making pickups that you love.
Yeah, and there's the trust issue, too. I think for a lot of us, we've, you know, the heritage of this company speaks to its trust when it's dealing with some of these future things, and maybe to the lack of adequate publicity surrounding what it's doing. It's involved in future transportation projects for cities. It's actually working on, you know, mobility issues for vehicles. It's working on autonomous vehicles as well. So it's not that it's not in those areas.
No, absolutely. The problem for Ford has been that, I mean, it's great in this ad campaign to make people feel a little bit squeamish about Silicon Valley, but the problem for Hackett has been, okay, well, what's your solution? What are you going to do? And the issue of how to deal with autonomous driving is one of the big things that got his predecessor canned. But Hackett, you know, who was the CEO of Steelcase, he's not an auto guy, and so people are giving him a little slack to figure out the auto industry, but he just hasn't come forward with a vision that people can understand and really grab onto. Yes, Ford is working on all this stuff, and it is illustrated in the ads, some things about its automated driving technology and mobility services, but he doesn't have a vision. He's not saying, this is what we're doing, this is how it's going to be different than what everybody else is doing. And so people, including investors, are still waiting for that.
And the investor part of this is important as we look at the stock price this morning. It's at $8.98 a share. Talk to us a little bit about how significant the economic and investment problems are for Ford.
Well, really significant. Mark Fields, again, Hackett's predecessor, one of the big bad numbers of his tenure was that the stock price languished by 40%. In the few years that he was in charge. Well, it's gone down another, I don't know, double digits, 15, 20%, something like that, under Hackett. And $8 a share, or let's say under $10, is territory that, you know, Ford just hasn't been in for a decade. So their most recent earnings last week, their profit margin was higher than what the street was expecting. But it still is awful. And again, it's the lack of clarity from Hackett. I mean, what he'll say is, which he did last week, he said, yeah, you know, this is kind of a bigger job than I thought it was going to be or than people expect. So he's showing a little bit of cluelessness there that it obviously makes investors uncomfortable. And these new products, such as the Bronco, the new Ranger, some new SUVs that Lincoln has coming out, they're going to help a lot. But meanwhile, you know, the market is leveled off in the U.S. There are problems around the world, and it's just not the kind of environment that's promising for Ford to, you know, figure out what to do.
How long do you think he has to get things going in the right direction? A year, 2 years, a shorter time than that?
I'm going to say certainly not longer than that. I mean, again, the guy was hailed as a kind of a turnaround guy, a different sort of leader for the industry, somebody, a thinker. You know, he gives TED Talks, that sort of thing. But I would say within a year, you know, investors are just, at this price, investors are saying, hey, you really have a lot to prove to us. And in with this kind of stakes, I mean, you know, certainly 2019 is crucial for Jim Hackett.
I have to tell you, the ads, you know, I've seen a couple of them. They do have the feels. They give you that Ford feel, sort of a patriotic feel almost. So that they have that going for it.
Yeah, and Ford does have this, as you mentioned at the outset, this proud heritage. I mean, they're a manufacturer. They make stuff. They make some great vehicles. So that stuff is all there, and it's just waiting for a leadership vision to say, okay, here's how we're taking the brand equity we have, the regard of the American people, this great product lineup. Here's how it all ties together. It's going to make sense, and it's going to take us into a leadership position in the future. And we're still just kind of waiting for the details, I guess.
Dale, good stuff this morning. Thanks for being with us about your story in Forbes at Forbes.com.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Dale Buss with us from Michigan this morning, contributor at Chief Executive Magazine in Forbes. This story, again, appears in Forbes. at Forbes.com. We'll link out to it along with the podcast of the program a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.